Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And in this half hour of Motown Memories, we'll feature two great male Motown artists from the 1960s, the Four Tops and Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Well, the Four Tops were one of Motown's most consistent hitmakers and its longest-lived original lineup. They have charted with scores of upbeat songs featuring Levi Stubbs' rough lead vocals. In 1994, they celebrated four decades together without a single change in personnel. Well, the four members met at a party in Detroit and soon began calling themselves the Four Ames. They were signed to Chess Records in 1956 and soon changed their names to the Four Tops to avoid confusion with the Ames brothers. Well, in 1964, they had joined up with old friend Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, and their career was fantastic. Let's hear a song called Rockaway Renee, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
And when I see the sign that points one way, the lot we used to pass
songs here on Motown Memories.
All through this long and sleepless night, I hear my neighbors talking.
She don't love me.
Saying that out of my life, to another's arms, you'll soon be walking. Somebody shake me, break me, when it's over.
When it's over.
Somebody tell me that I'm
when it's over,
they say I know it's what it used to be, and everyone knows.
Motown Sun. Here comes another great Motown Sun on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Still gonna be the one. people wondering, wanna know why.
Well, that was the Four Tops with MacArthur Park. That reached number 38 from 1971. And before that, a great song, Shake Me, Wake Me When It's Over. The Four Tops hit in 1966, and that reached number 18. And we started off with a song that was also a top 40 for a group called The Left Bank, and this was the Four Tops with Walk Away Renee, number 14 from 1968. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and let's continue to feature one more song by the Four Tops. Their first number one, it reached number one in 1965. Well, like other top Motown acts, the Four Tops also became popular in major nightclubs around the world. Even in their hit-making prime, the Tops had less athletic choreography than the Temptations, and the group was equally comfortable handling standards, show tunes, and big ballads, and they included some of those songs in some of their live shows. Well, let's continue now with a great song, I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Just your picture behind, and I kissed it.
It's the home of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Well, that was Junior Walker and the All-Stars with How Sweet It Is to Be Loved By You. That reached number 18 from 1966. And before that, that number one by the Four Tops, I Can't Help Myself, and number one from 1965. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature one more artist this half hour, Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Well, Junior Walker's perky, bluesy, tenor sax, and raspy voice, backed by his band called the All-Stars, made him one of Motown's more interesting performers. In the 1970s, studio musicians like Tom Scott and David Sanborn openly imitated Walker's tone and his style. Well, Walker was a naturally gifted musician and played both piano and sax as a teen. Well, he worked as a sideman in the late 1960s with several rhythm and blues bands. And with the original All-Stars, he recorded Shotgun and started a string of party hits that included Do the Boomerang and Shake and Finger Pop. Let's continue now with a song called These Eyes, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Hurting on me, yeah. I would never be.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Continue with Tom Fowler.
Well, that was perhaps the signature tune by Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Shotgun. That reached number 4 from 1965. And before that, some great sax work by Junior Walker, What Does It Take to Win Your Love? That was a number 4 tune from 1969. We start off with that song called These Eyes, number 16 from 1969. You've been listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and this hour we've featured 4 male Motown artists from the 1960s. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments about Motown Memories, love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at www.MotownMemories.com. That's www.MotownMemories.com. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.